After Superstorm Sandy hit, Congress appropriated $1 billion as a part of a national program to make communities more resilient. I mean, they do not have the monies to spend throughout the country with global warming and climate change that's occurring, that's causing some of these setbacks that are occurring. You know, the Hurricane Katrina, you remember that one. And you look out west, we've got fires that are propping up and tornadoes. And then you have floods. And we were, of course, hit with the flood of 2013. And so luckily, Kent County and the Grand Rapids city were qualified to participate in this competition. So we were able to get our first phase of this competition completed on time into HUD, and were given the second phase opportunity along with 40 other communities and municipalities. We were one of the 67 communities that were competing on the first round, and so there's 40 of us on the second round. We're in.
It's interesting it's a competition because so many communities have similar concerns.
Yeah. Unfortunately, there's a limit to what HUD or the government, federal government, can provide, and they just simply want to make sure that they're spending their money as wisely as possible. There's not a never-ending trough of money, as maybe some people suspect. But so, yeah, only the communities that actually have had the low to mod income impact to the extent that we've had, and have the communities where there's larger stakes to be impacted, basically. So we were one of those communities, along with New Jersey, New York, New York City, Chicago, a few other places around the country that were unique enough that they would want to have us put together a plan. And then the idea is to take these plans and take them across the country wherever there are these issues, and then be able to supplant those. So they feel that we have demonstrated the capacity to be able to provide a project that can help reduce the impact on federal funding, as well as showcase how it can be done in other communities.
Well, the river runs through Kent County, so we have a number of communities involved, correct?
Absolutely. So, you know, from Lowell area to Plainfield, Wyoming, Cascade, Ada, Walker, along with the city of Grand Rapids, this is a larger community effort. There's 65 projects that we've identified throughout our region, right on down to Lake Michigan. So, yeah, you're right. It runs right through the Grand River. And, of course, you got the tributaries, the Thorny Apple River, and places like Buck Creek and elsewhere that run to the Grand River, which also impact the issues that we faced in 2013. So it's all along the river corridor, the Grand River, and this grand strategy will hopefully reduce the impact should we have another one of those. And it's going to happen again. It's just a matter of time.
Tell me a little bit about the strategy.
So the three main things. We sent a group to Denver, Colorado, and they work with HUD and the Rockefeller Foundation to refine our approach. And so the strategy organizes around three key resilient values. One, protect the critical infrastructure of the communities to safeguard against public safety and health issues and sustain the economy. And then two, we want to restore and repurpose land and water assets to adapt and thrive as this world of economy changes and communities change. We want to be able to adapt to the repurposing. You look at all of the developments occurring in Kent County in particular. We want to make sure we're doing that purposefully. And then we want to establish an equitable and inclusive river corridor that attracts and welcomes and serves the diverse people of our community. And HUD especially wants to make sure that we are not forgetting the low to mod income families in our region, that we all need to enjoy the bounty, the blessings from our river.
You had mentioned 65 projects countywide.
Yeah, there's 65 projects that we've identified in our portfolio. Now, whether all of those met out with the Michigan Economic Development Corp, MEDC, because they're our partner, they're actually going to be the fiduciary via HUD to us for the grant. So we are actually competing via the state MEDC office. But there are 65 projects and different types of things, drain rehabilitation, lift station improvements, flood mitigation and hazard improvements for the various creeks. Even the Norton Mounds was flooded, and Millennium Park landfill area. That whole area was flooded. We want to also enhance access and recreational opportunities. A big part of this, of course, is the Grand Rapids downtown river access, making sure that we support the plan that the city and DGRI, Grand Rapids, and all of the other community groups that are working on improving the river and its access and making sure that we benefit from that great resource. So that's a part of it as well.
How important is winning this, receiving those federal aid dollars to the city's redevelopment program?
Oh, it's very important. It will offset the need for us to find these precious dollars. Even though Kent County is rebounding somewhat, we're not yet at a level where we can fund everything that's needed to make our community resilient and prosperous. So these dollars will infuse other dollars that our community partners, the municipalities, the foundations, all that are working to make our community better. It will ease the pressure and allow us then to look at other important aspects of community, whether that's children and family issues, senior issues, whether they be issues related to the general economy. We can then spread some of those few resources out to other more important projects that we know need to get done to make our community vibrant.
When will you know that you've been successful?
Well, we will have notice in October, hopefully, that our project's going to get submitted via MEDC, and then hopefully by the end of the year we'll know whether or not we've made the cut and then we'll be funded. So the first quarter of 2016, if we make it through the phase that we're in right now, the second phase of actually submitting our proposal through MEDC and then MEDC through HUD, we will know for sure first quarter in 2016, probably January, February 2016.
Wayman Britt, Kent County Assistant County Administrator. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.